Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Major Tim Nata. He's with the Jamestown Salvation Army. And Major Nata, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. Those who are longtime listeners of Let's Talk About It know when we've talked with Major Nata in the past, it has been about the Red Kettle campaign, of which that has now ended. Everything's done. So people are like, why is Major Nata back on the radio with us? We have a few things we need to share today with the Jamestown Salvation Army and what it's doing in our community and kind of the need that we're seeing right now. And I think we kind of start, Major Nata, with the Red Kettle campaign. That's all wrapped up. Final numbers came in, and we were a little bit down than where
yes, we raised $23,000 less than last year. That is just a huge impact on the service we provide, and we just want folks to be aware that the expectation is that we help people. We just can't do it with less money. We have to do less. There's no two ways around that. So, if people are interested in partnering with us, it's not too late. You don't have to wait for kettles to start again. They can always come alongside us and partner with us financially to make a difference, make a big impact here in the community.
Definitely. And so I'd like to also point out, Major Nata, and I kind of just came to this realization too, talking to you a little bit. People need to know that the Jamestown Salvation Army is part of the Salvation Army, but it's its own entity. There isn't this never-ending pool of money that the Salvation Army can pull from. It's what you guys raise that gets funneled back into the community.
Sure. We're apart from disasters, we're kind of on an island.
So
when flooding or tornadoes or other disasters happen, sure, we can funnel some monies from other places. You know, we have that in our system.
Yeah.
But for our community's needs, everything comes from the good people of Stutzman County. So we depend on great folks to partner with us and come alongside us in a big way to donate financially, but also we can always use volunteers. But the main thrust is to have the monies we need to meet the need that's out there. And I'll tell you, it's ever increasing. The need is.
Yeah. And we had a hard winter, Salvation Army helping out with utilities and housing and everything. And because, you know, we're lower than where we need to be with this, Salvation Army is in need of help. And one of the other ways that the Salvation Army is raising money is through the thrift store, which is a great source for you guys if people are taking advantage of that.
Yes, folks will know that our thrift store exists for two reasons only, and that is to provide low-cost goods for folks who may not be able to shop everywhere.
Yep.
And it's also to funnel any profit that we make back to our main office, to our social service department, to help people in need. And those people are your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, even family members. I know folks are often surprised when they find out some family didn't let them know that they were hurting, but instead came to us and received some help. So that's what we're about. We just want to help people. I've heard before an old major told me, you know what, everybody needs a little help sometime. And we want to be there to be able to provide just a little boost up, just a little help to get people back on track.
Yeah. Major Tim Nata again, Jamestown Salvation Army. And that's just it too, Major Nata. It's helping as many as possible. And when the funds aren't there, you don't want to, but it comes to that point where it's pick and choose or you have to turn people away. And that's not what we want.
Right. We don't want to turn anyone away, but we've already had to do that. Mm-hmm. We're looking at continuing to do that, unfortunately. But, we'd like to help as many people as we can. We make sure that they are in need of help. We make them go through a process so we're not just throwing money away. And we depend on our thrift store for sure.
Yeah.
For a good size return coming back to us. And right now it's just not happening. So I would encourage people to remember our thrift store. We're open for business. We were closed a few days with storm damage. But the city inspector has been there about three times and assured us that structurally we're good to go. So don't let that stop you. And, there's some good stuff there, good sales happening. We've got a good staff. They're trying hard to do everything they can do to make a difference as
definitely.
Well.
Yeah, definitely. So you kind of already pointed out to some of those ways that individuals can help out the Salvation Army, Major Nata. But whether it's volunteering, the thrift store, making a donation, those are the three keys to making sure the Salvation Army can continue their service, right?
Sure. And, you know, money is always key. You know, I know maybe sometimes people don't like to hear that, but we can make a dollar stretch further than folks will realize. So at this time, you know, we're just are looking for people to remember us, donate to us. You don't have to wait until Christmas. Now's as good a time as any.
Yeah.
And I would like to thank just the wonderful support we have, not just during Christmas, but all of the churches that donate to us. There are churches that donate monthly. There are other regular donors every month, and we're so thankful for them. And they really help us to do what we're able to do.
Yeah.
And but the need always outpaces what we bring in. So, you know, we just need to bridge that gap a little bit because we don't want to turn people away.
No, and that's not what it's about. So, Major Nott, if anybody has questions about whether it's volunteering, donating to the Salvation Army, to the thrift store, or helping out where you guys are seeing that need, what are some ways you would encourage an individual to reach out and do that?
Sure, they can just give us a call. You know, just be old school and call us at 252-0290. You can call and talk to me. I'm happy to visit with you. I'm happy to invite you over for a tour. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. But certainly I'm happy to meet with anyone, visit with them at any time. So just give me a call, 252-0290.
Yes.
You can also just check out our website, which is salvationarmynorth.org/Jamestown. So there it's a big, long thing. But if you look up, just do a search, you know, you'll find
Jamestown Salvation Army. Sure. You can get right to it.
So. We're on Facebook as well. So.
Perfect. So consider helping out. Go to the thrift store if you haven't been for a while and know that anything that you're purchasing from there, while you may be seeing the deals and saving money, you are helping the Jamestown Salvation Army. They could use your help if you can donate your time, donate monetarily to the Salvation Army and help them continue to do what they do in our community. Major Nott, anything else about this that you want to throw out there?
I just thank people for their support and look forward to it some more.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.